Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Weston Wildauer. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 19, verses 11 through 28. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas, and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why, then, did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace and mercy be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in some ways, this is a hard text. We like to think about it or hear about it at the end of a ministry, at the end of the work that the Lord has given us to do, or even at the end of our life. Well done, good and faithful servant. Long to hear those words. Yet that's not the point. That's not what the Lord is trying to convey here. The Lord is looking at those servants, those ones who had been given the task to speak his word, to proclaim his goodness, and to continually point people to the work of the Father. And they failed. The Pharisees, the religious leaders, all of those who should have been the ones to do the work, they failed. They didn't do what the Lord wanted them to do. And in fact, they were hostile toward him. They rejected him. And so what was given to them ends up being given to others. And that work then goes to the disciples. It goes to the disciples and to the church, the Christian church. And so this text can remind us to continue to be faithful, to continue to be faithful to the Lord and to his word. Now, it's not about how much you make. The one guy made 10 minas, another made 5. It's not about how much. It's about being faithful. Being faithful to the Lord. But even that we know we can't do. We're not faithful to the Lord. Not in the ways that he desires us to be. Not ever perfectly. But thankfully there is a servant who was and is completely faithful. And that's Christ. This is the last text before the triumphal entry and before Jesus goes into Jerusalem. And just a week after that, he gives up, or less than a week, he gives up his life. And Jesus is the one who comes out victorious. And Christ is the one who gave up his life. And you have God's favor. You have God's pleasure. You have God's kingdom because of the work of Christ, because of his death and his resurrection on the cross. So this text can remind us of who we are to be. As those who are saved and redeemed by Christ, we are to be those who keep preaching the word, always ready to preach the word, always ready to give an account of our faith, to not keep this good news, this great gift, these wonderful things of the Lord to ourselves, but to proclaim them, to make him known, the one who died for you, the one whom you owe everything to, the one who has given you these great gifts, everlasting life, forgiveness, redemption, purity. You have it. May you be blessed by his word continually. May you bask in that resurrection glory and that praise of the Father who sent his Son and continues to give you the Spirit so that you may believe and have faith. Being faithful is hard, and you're going to fail. We fail all the time. But Christ didn't, and that's what counts for you. You have God's favor because of the work of Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we struggle here below with divisions among us, searching for peace among men, remind us daily of the peace of heaven purchased through the bloody death and triumphant resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit is one God, now and forever. Amen.